Hebrews 11 and 3 and 6. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And the sixth verse. But without faith is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, I love that verse. He's a rewarder. That word rewarder, one of the names of God. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There might be someone that says, I've prayed and sought God and he hasn't rewarded me yet. Well, maybe you haven't met some of the conditions we have been talking about. I believe you've got to be very definite with the Lord. We have to be definite with him. He's been very definite with us. God has been so definite in all of his promises, and that's where many people fail, to be definite and return to him. People will climb up the ladder of faith but never reach real victory because they fail in this kind of a transaction with the Lord. As the Lord has given you very definite promises and told us to do very definite things, and told us definitely what he would do, therefore in dealing with him we dare not be indefinite. Faith, someone said, is a definite transaction at a definite time, forever afterwards counted done. I like that definition. And hope isn't faith. Hope is putting a thing in the future. Faith is putting it in the past. As we've often said, hope looks over the fence into tomorrow, faith into the past, and counts it done. I believe there has to be a definite time when, having made things right with God and standing on his word, that you reach out and accept from him the thing you desire. He can do the giving, but he cannot do the receiving. What's the use of asking if you don't intend to accept it? It's like climbing a ladder and yet never arriving anywhere, never taking hold of anything. Some people have a measure of faith. They believe that God is, but they do not believe that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, they don't have appropriating faith. Just as your body has an arm with which you reach out and take hold of some object which you desire, your soul, we might say, has an appropriating arm with which you reach out and take hold of the desire of your heart. Perhaps you heard of the old sexton back in the hills of Virginia who one prayer meeting night had climbed up to the belfry of the church to see why the bell wouldn't ring, to find the bell rope was just caught on a nail, that was all. But the belfry opened into a prayer meeting room, and when the country people arrived for the service, they saw old Jim standing there on the ladder and reaching up in the belfry. They waited, but he didn't come down. Finally, they said, what you doing, Jim? He sat down the ladder and he said, I reckon you noticed the bell didn't ring. Well, that old belfry is so chock full of the prayers you all have been saying over and over again for the past 30 years that the old bell can't ring. The reason the prayers are there and never got any higher than the belfry is because you folks never expected the answers to those prayers. And then he continued, don't you know that prayer isn't real prayer unless you expect something to happen when you pray? And all those old prayers are up there right now because you really didn't expect the thing to happen when you prayed. Well, old Jim was right. Real faith must have an expectant attitude. Otherwise, it's not faith. What's the use of praying over and over for the same thing and never counting that God has heard? Never counting that he will give? Never even counting it done, strange as it may seem. There's a time, and God's word speaks of such a time, when not to pray in Joshua 7:10. You find God's command of Joshua when he was praying for God's guidance. He says, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou upon thy face any longer? In other words, God says it's time to quit praying now and begin to receive, begin to act. You must ask and then receive. There has to be progressiveness in faith. For taking, that is appropriating, is always a sequel to asking. It's thus that we obtain the promise. Never can the promises become real to us or mean anything practical to us until we receive. That is, receiving follows asking. In Hebrews 11:33, we read very definitely about one who obtained the promise and turned it into a fact by just such a definite act of faith. When this is done, God, seeing faith, soon he makes it literally true to you. You've heard it so many, many times that the world says seeing is believing, but with God, believing is seeing. For faith is the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Oh, many times I've seen the greatest defeat changed into a mighty victory by definite taking hold in faith and holding on in spite of sight, or in spite of feelings, or contrary to evidence of circumstances and conditions, until God would intervene and give mighty deliverance, asking, then receiving, believing, then seeing, claiming, then expecting, asking and receiving. That's the life of faith. And may I say to you in closing that it's right here that precious unsaved ones make the greatest mistake, a mistake which means eternal loss. They say they'll not believe until they have some tangible experience of Christ. They will not believe until they see some supernatural manifestation of his dealing with them. In other words, they'll not believe until they see. The fact is, you'll never see and you'll never know until you believe, till you take God at his word. As soon as you exercise faith in Christ by accepting him as your Savior, he'll reveal himself and you'll have a definite experience of Christ. When you definitely by faith accept him and confess him before men as your Savior, you'll experience a new birth and know the actuality of salvation, wonderful salvation, with all of its peace and joy and glorious assurance, which changes the entire life. Why don't you believe and accept him now? He says now is the day of salvation, accepted time. Millions before you have believed and trusted him, and he's revealed himself to them. God's word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Won't you taste and see? Give God a chance. Why, he's no respecter of persons, we've said so many times. By simply accepting his promise, taking him at his word, God's going to reveal himself to you. He'll never fail. God lives, his word's true, his promises are unfailing, and he's still on the throne, and prayer changes things and will for you.